This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We're here. Hello. Thought that was a parrot, didn't you, friends?
Polly, what's a cracker?
Bradley Dean. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and parrots.
Parrots.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Stephanie.
That's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Stephanie.
Oh, wow.
You know, it just made me think of that girl that can do all those impressions of all the different birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and, like, the cow and, like, the all these...
Oh, and she did great.
Yeah, we literally watched this video of this girl. She was probably, like, I would say early 20s.
Chase, will you pull that video up?
And okay. She's literally doing all of these impressions of the parrot, a cow. What else did she do? Hyena, monkey.
With her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was making... This guy just started naming off all these animals, and she started to mimic them.
It was very impressive.
Sound off. That's what you would do.
Yeah,
tell me when you're ready, Chase. Oh, you got it? Oh, okay, he's pulling this up for us. This is interesting stuff. Interesting that you'd bring that up.
Yeah, because she would blow me out of the water. That was pretty pathetic, my little...
Well, what kind of animal
but
sounds
really
can you make?
Up. I can't make... Probably a cow, and that would be it.
Oh, dude. Did she just open the door
on that one? All right, you guys ready for this?
Okay, we'll just...
Here we go.
I think she just realized her error, friends.
Here we go.
Check this out. This is a girl making animal sounds. And it really is second to none. It's made its rounds out there, but it was interesting. I don't have that much time on my hands to actually be watching videos like this.
But we were impressed.
But this one, that's exactly right, caught my attention. Wow. I mean, very animalistic.
Yeah, you
here
would
we
think
go.
That you're with
check
a
this
bunch
out, friends.
Of animals.
Check this out.
Dog.
This is a girl.
Cat. American robin. Cricket. Owl.
Crow. 20-some-year-old girl.
Wolf. Peacock. Horse. Elephant. Cow. Sheep. Duck. Goose.
Or.
Morning dove. Kookaburra.
Oh, geez.
Monkey.
That is great.
That's amazing.
It really is.
Like
what a way to start your Friday.
A 20-some-year-old girl making... I mean, you would think that you were right next to all the animals.
I bet she'll be able to do it when she's 32.
I bet so, too. But the
and
point
40.
Is, she's just young, and she's just this young, fun girl. She kind of giggles after everyone or smiles a little bit about it.
She looked a little vain. Vain as a peacock.
You think
no
so?
Pun intended. Wow. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our brand new media resource. Folks, media resource. actually reporting the news the way the news should be reported without bias, backbone of what? The Bible and the Constitution, making reference to the law of God, giving you distinction between that which is holy and that which is undefiled or defiled. And so if you'd like to check that out, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our first day we had almost 9,000 visits.
Amen.
So we appreciate that very much, friends. Check it out again, Sons of Liberty Media, giving you the news that the state-run media does not want you to have, namely the truth. You can also check us out on Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, two different Facebook pages, one fan page, one personal page. My personal page is almost filled to the brim, almost time to close it down, friends. Again, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean. Can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're turning our our words into action, so we're actually giving forth deeds, not words. I like that. 1 John 3:18, all extracted and derived from Christ Jesus our Lord. And in saying that, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, why is that? By the way, you're giving your first commentary ever in the history of Stephanie Joy Dean.
That's right.
Today on Sons of Liberty Media. That should be posted as well.
Amen. Cool. That sounds awesome. Now, I want to give you some commentary by someone who outdoes most. His name is Mr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He is one of the best preachers you'll ever hear.
He was hooked up.
Oh, definitely. He had so many good things to say. I thought it'd be appropriate that we would hear some things that he would have to say here on this Friday afternoon. He said, the nearer a man lives to God, the more intensely he has to mourn over his own evil heart.
That's right.
He says, we shall not adjust our Bible to
because scripturally he wants to be clothed with the heavenly.
That's right.
And that's what he's doing, is putting off the earthly. Now, when I say that, we need to understand that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions to fulfill the lust thereof. Why? Because we've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. And why is that? Because if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, Romans 8. And to those that are in Christ Jesus, I want to tell you, there's no condemnation. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death.
That's right. And the more you mourn over your own evil heart, the more that you'll seek Christ for his cleansing and his purification that comes through his blood. So it's amazing. I love that.
Well, the closer you get to God, the more. Charles Finney said, the closer that you get to God, he said, the sicker your thoughts get. Why? Because God is holy and he is spiritual. You are carnal, sold under sin.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right on the money.
I love it.
Amen.
All right, another good one. He said, we shall not adjust our Bible to the age, but before we have done with it, by God's grace, we shall adjust the age to the Bible.
Isn't that the purpose of the church?
Yep.
To change culture, not to be changed by the culture?
That's exactly right. Nowadays, people look at the Bible and try to pick and choose and manipulate it to go along with what they believe. Well, you know,
well, to create a God that looks just like them.
It's idolatry.
As if to say they're the standard,
right? That's
right.
You're creating a God to suit your sin. Sorry, but your God does not exist if it's not the God of the Bible. The Lord is very clear on issues in the Bible. So we adjust ourselves to the Bible, not try to adjust the Bible to our sinful lifestyle.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, do you want to hear this one? The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ. You want me to keep going on here?
I like it. Forgiveness without repentance.
And?
Salvation without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Politics without God.
That's exactly right.
Boy, and he prophesied this over 100 years ago. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Were you done?
No, I actually have a few more
okay,
left.
Okay, can't wait to hear them.
All right, well, you can't
wait. You want me to give you this quote really quick?
Yeah, I like that quote.
In fullness here, just so we can have it for our... go ahead.
Again, it was from William Booth, who was the founder of the Salvation Army. He said this one.
Not what you see today through the Salvation Army, though. Everybody needs to understand it's a different Salvation Army. I mean, doing...
The most good.
Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
Yeah, what they were doing back when the Salvation Army originated, but they were going out and they were preaching to people. They had to deal with mobs and riots. They were going against trafficking of young girls. They were fighting.
They were doing the stuff.
They were kicked out of their denomination. God was really pushing them into their own call. You look at John Wesley, too. He was kind of ostracized from the churches, and the Lord was getting him out so he could start preaching to the people, doing street
preaching.
That's
exactly right. That was the hand of God.
Exactly. So we can say, well, they were kicked out of the church. No, I think the Lord was just moving them where he wanted them to be because the church people didn't want to consider themselves to be sinners.
Yeah.
So
they were too good than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this is such a great quote.
The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Is that the gospel,
right,
friends,
on
that the false preachers and false prophets of the day are preaching? Exactly right on.
Wow.
Bingo.
All right, now back to Charles Spurgeon. I got four more good quotes for you. He said this, "I have now concentrated all my prayers into one, and that one prayer is this, that I might die to self and live wholly to him." Christianity is not about, it's a death and the resurrection of Christ within you than it is
Romans
living
6.
Your life. Yeah,
of course, you're baptized. You're crucified
daily
with Christ, you're baptized with Christ, and you're risen with Christ by the power of God.
That's exactly right. Now, this
Romans
is
6.
This is an interesting quote, too, about the law of God, because people so many times want to debate away the law of God. Charles Spurgeon said, "God's law is our pleasure when the God of the law is our God."
Amen.
When he changes
Amen.
Your heart and you become a son.
You remember that
yeah.
when we get off the radio.
Isn't that
okay.
amazing?
Yeah.
God's law is our pleasure when the God of the law is our God. I think that's so good because people say, oh, well, you know, That was the Old Testament.
I'll talk about that, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I think it's a highlight that we really need to highlight because it's really that important.
And I want to say, too, before your heart is converted, you'll look at that law and you'll hate that law. Oh, that law condemns me. I don't like that law. It makes you feel guilty.
It's supposed to.
Of course.
A theologian will understand the only thing that the law does is condemn, and the gospel justifies to them that believe. We take Christ by faith, not by works.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then when you become a child of God, David said, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. So when you look at it, when you love God, that law will no longer simplify something that you hate, but something that you love, because when you walk in harmony with that law, because you love God, then you have liberty and freedom.
It's like when I'm driving down the highway, everybody's going 70 or 80 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. All of a sudden, they see the cop pull over. They come out. He comes down the ramp, and he jumps on in the traffic stream with them. All of a sudden, what do? They slow down, and they look at the cop as being a bad guy because they were violating that law.
Yep.
But those that had the cruise control on, called grace, those that love the law of God, guess what? They don't have to worry. They're friends with that cop that just
wait
got on the ramp.
Him,
that's
say
a,
hi.
He's my best friend because we're
exactly
in
right.
this together. Amen.
Amen.
And the church is called to be the Holy Ghost police in the first place.
That's right.
Amen.
And a lot of times, and they've lost a lot of respect because of the fact that they haven't done their job. The professing church, I should add. Okay, two more. The more objects you set your heart upon, the more thorns there are to tear your peace of mind to shreds. I know the Lord said, perfect is the peace of those whose minds are stayed on thee. Our affection should be set on things above and not on things on this earth. And finally, I like this quote so much. He said, Charles Spurgeon again, love for God is obedience. Love for God is holiness.
Of course.
To love God and to love man is to be conformed to the image of Christ, and this is salvation.
And what is the, I'm not going down this vein today, but we're there. What is the modern day church, the professing church, what do they preach? That to obey God is what? Legalism.
That's right.
To agree with God's government is legalistic? No, it's love, friends.
That's right.
And it comes to this.
To obey the laws of our land, is that legalism?
Common
or is that
sense.
Ensure freedom.
Common sense.
Very
it totally
so.
Does. When enforced, it brings forth. What's the fruit of the law of enforced?
Freedom
liberty.
And liberty for all.
Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, and right on he was. Friends, real quick, headline news. God said he'd turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Ebola outbreak would look like this in the U.S., and it shows that the president comes forth and says, you know what, we can contain this. And I got to believe whatever he has to say, right?
Oh,
headline news.
Faithful truth.
Oh, my goodness gracious. U.S. warplanes strike militants in Iraq. Interesting. Here goes the warmongers again, friends. The military complex is at work again, friends, using your money to do what they do at their biddings. And, well, other countries are destroyed. People are killed on your dime, friends. Just thought I would tell you that because that's exactly what's happening. Congressman to Obama, your conscience will haunt you because he blasts White House for doing, listen carefully, blasts White House for doing nothing as Christians slaughtered, starved, and raped.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, keep in mind, friends, again, who's paying for that? Do remember that everything that you complain about in this country today, regardless of what it is, wherever the government has power over you, keep in mind that you are funding your own demise. Do not forget that in every sense of the word. Hamas used the main hospital as command center. Okay, they're also using kids to shield themselves towards the enemy. Barack Hussein Obama is now authorizing attacks on ISIS. Interestingly enough, friends, you might want to look behind the curtain on that because keep in mind, tyrants love to create war. They condemn it in the south and then they promote it in the north. That's exactly what we see happening again. Israel's next tunnel threat to the north, talking about headline news. Liberia, Ebola, a plague from God due to sin. That's what they're saying. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on again. It's all defeatism. It's all reigning judgment. That's really what they're actually magnifying the crimes of the enemies within and without. This is all conservative news outlets that we're getting this from, friends. Of course, you're not going to find that on Sons of Liberty Media.
Oh, no.
You're going to find out what the problem is, but you're also going to find out what the answer is, friends, and the answers are what the American people need. By the way, before I get going here, if you'd like to check in at any time, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Hey, Chase, can you do me a favor? Go over to Sons of Liberty Media. There is a woman in Iraq. She's an Iraqi lawmaker, and during the video, She begins to cry out. Now, you're not going to understand what she's saying, friends, but I want you to feel what she is saying, okay? Because in essence, what she is saying is, save us, save us. Yeah. She is pleading for help from the outside world to help them because people are being destroyed. They are being murdered. They are being beheaded. Their women are being sold. Their women are being raped. Their children are being starved. Listen carefully. You can share with us, Chase, as to what she's saying. They're asking for help, friends. This may be America one day if we don't help.
She's saying they're being butchered under the banner of there's no God but Allah. Over 500 so far. As we speak, there is a genocide taking place against the Yazidis. She's saying, please let me finish. My family is being butchered.
Keep it going.
Just like all Iraqis are being killed. Muslims, Christians, Turkmen, and Shabbat.
I thought we liberated Iraq. Yeah. What's up with that, America?
Let's put aside all the political differences and stand.
So Muslims are butchering these people.
She's saying he's speaking in the name of humanity. Please say that.
Okay, hang on. Can anybody feel this the way I can feel this?
Saying there are 30,000 families without water and without food.
Muslims are doing this, friends.
How many children have died?
The religion of peace. The President of the United States, stand back and he watches this. He's not promoting it.
She's demanding for immediate intervention. There have been 72 attempts to wipe out the Yazidis. And this is the 21st century. So we're being killed, we're being butchered. Rescue us in the name of humanity.
Is this what we're hearing from the state-run media, friends? Let it go. Let it roll. I can feel it. I mean, it gets in there. It's like, man, I can go with her. This is what's going on in Iraq right now, friends.
Being butchered under the banner of there is no God but Allah.
Yeah. The religion of peace.
Yeah, the tolerance.
Friends, see how what they do is completely contrary to the light, friends. It's all in darkness, friends. And that's what we're dealing with. And we're told to bow to this?
Yep.
No. We don't bow.
That's right. A Christian nurse is
every
abducted.
Knee shall bow to the name of Jesus Christ, like it or not. And I ain't moving by the grace of God, friends. How about you? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what Steph brought up earlier. Americans, know your history. Haven't talked about this in a while. We haven't talked about this in a while, but we'll hit it up again in just a minute here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, we had our little intro there.
I liked our intro, though.
I know. That Iraqi lady, that really bothered me. I mean, I could literally... I'm feeling her.
Yeah.
And I can literally... I'm not a baby, but I can almost start trying with her.
I know.
She is pleading with the world to help them concerning the radical Islamist, jihadist ISIS, which is a created political tool, friends, to conquer. That's why they're coming out with these statements. And by the way, friends, just keep in mind what I also said. I also want you to keep in mind that they are going to try to force surrender on America. And you better bet your bottom dollar it is set up from A to Z. Do not disarm, friends. You have a right, to bear arms. We're not asking for permission from a government that didn't give us our rights. God gave us our rights. Capiche?
That's right.
And by the way, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with arms.
Yeah, why would they want to disarm
George
you?
George Mason said that in 1777.
If you really care about your people, you want to make sure your people are protected. You want to take
away
their arms.
That's what the militia's for. That's what the National Guard's for. That's what the military's for. Right, friends?
Yeah, just to add on one more thing to it.
Just one more thing.
One more thing as well, going along with the cheerful Iraqi politician.
That.
No, this is serious because we're talking to, we have it all as well on Sons of Liberty Media, about the Christian nurse who was abducted from her home and gang raped by six Islamists.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at not only butchering,
weaselly cowards
women
with rags across their faces while they commit crimes against humanity because they say their God said so.
Yeah, give me
what?
A break.
Lie, steal, kill, rape, behead little kids.
Yeah.
Folks, give me a break. This is ridiculous. Is this going to go down on your watch, America? I hope not. Because I'll tell you what, it's time for the 312 million people in this country under God to stand up in righteousness Thou shalt not kill, the Lord said. But if they want to kill, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But you know what? We're the such, well, this country is of the such that we don't fire until fired upon. Friends, you have been fired upon. Remember the analogy of the ship?
Yeah.
The merciful captain? Go ahead and tell it.
Basically, the merciful captain, there's a ship that came around and it fired upon this captain who was in his ship. And he was merciful and he said, well, I'll just let this ship go. And then some time passed and the same ship came around and fired again upon the merciful captain. The merciful captain thought, well, it's okay, I'll let the ship go. Well, the ship came around the third time, fired upon the ship with the merciful captain, and the merciful captain's ship went down because of the fact that he was being merciful. Now, rather than
responding
and dealing with the person who was shooting at him, saving the lives of the men that was in his own ship, he decided, well, just let them go. Listen, if they're keeping on coming back, obviously they're there to destroy.
Mercy rejoiceth against judgment, but my friends, use a little common sense. We're first based off of understanding that which is right and that which is wrong.
When you give mercy.
Was it right that he's shooting at your ship, willing to kill everybody on your ship? America, hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you give mercy to the repentant, not to those who keep coming back and firing at you.
Study the past is the inscription on the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Now, love him or hate him, friends, President Woodrow Wilson was right when he stated, a nation that does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. He said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we've been about, because, say I and Woodrow Wilson, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the tenets of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of holy scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, recently, while doing a radio interview, I was asked what my opinion was concerning immoral issues that are taking place in our country. And I responded, of course, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion does. I said, it's okay for us to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, because we're still principled people. But herein lies America's problems, right there and right here. When we are no longer rooted in the same principles, corruption seeps in and begins to divide and conquer, hello, through outlets such as the media, public schools, and colleges. For example, most young people think America is still a democracy. We've talked about this 50 times. Yet, when saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you recite, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, Article 4, Section 4, one nation under God, indivisible, that means cannot be divided, separated, or broken, because we're unified with liberty and justice for all. Now, again, President Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and these are the principles that keep us united. Now, I can just now hear the media, the teacher, the well-educated college professor, or the philosopher using big words with common sense meanings to cry, we're not a Christian nation. They then complain about the government that will not be ruled by God's law. Keep in mind again, friends, God gave government through Moses, Exodus 18:21. But in their confusion, they blurt out the truth because they would rather listen to man's 10,000 commandments than to God's 10 commandments, which only produce liberty when you love God, as Stephanie was talking about earlier, but with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So therefore, in essence, the unprincipled in America are at war with God and his law. No question about it. Which commanded we should not kill, commit adultery, steal, lie, or covet. And these people that are at war with God seem to forget that wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. They love tyrants. As a matter of fact, they're a part of the body of tyrants. Their daddy is the big tyrant, the deluder, the liar, Belial. And friends, tyranny is what you're dealing with today because most people don't know their his-story. That has meaning as well. So, America, how is it that the left, as it's called, knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth? Just think about that. How is it that, because the American people, namely the older generations, have been stupefied into believing that there's a left and a right, like there's two different countries here, or three different countries here, when in fact we're one, and we're unified again by the principles that God has laid down through his moral law, right? The Declaration of Independence, that seedbed, laid in what? Common law, the Mosaic Institution. But again, let me say this. How is it that the left, as you've been taught to believe, knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth? Well, one of them believes more than the other. It's simply that, it's just simply put, friends. Now, going back to our foundations again, here's the remedy, because you need to know your history. For those that have not heard this before, it's important that you do hear it. If you've heard it before, you need to hear it again. Let it go deep down. Steep that seed. In other words, water that seed, friends. Okay? Let me put some more water on it. The University of Houston political science professors searched to find the founding fathers chose their ideas from where? Well, they assembled 15,000 writings from the era of the founders. They researched for 10 years, isolated 3,154 direct quotes, and identified the source of the quotes. 8.3% of the quotes were from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. 7.9% were quotes from Sir William Blackstone. 2.9% were from John Locke. 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible, and when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas, guess what they found out, friends? No surprise here. They found out that theirs came from the Bible as well. Let me bring about the correlation between the Constitution and the Bible concerning Americans' Christian heritage. I love this. I want the hat on all the time. I want the t-shirt all the time. Because we're reading epistles for all men to read. I want it in my heart. I want this to flow out of my mouth. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. I love, you know what, friends? And I'm just diverting over here for a second. I love when people say, I don't like Bradley Dean's radio show. I don't agree with Bradley Dean. See, the difference between me and them is I'm not giving my opinion.
Right.
And I'm going back to this again. I'm giving you facts, and I am giving you history. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm just trying to figure out why grandpa and grandma were so liberated, and why did they, and when I look over at those generations before the 60s, why is it that they were all God-fearing people?
Mm-hmm.
And that generation has died off. Why were they such a liberated people? Why were they a wealthy people in many cases? Why? Because they didn't have a government acting tyrannical the way that they are today. Back then, they weren't attacking God, friends. The government wasn't. No, as a matter of fact, every president all the way up, regardless if they actually believed it or not, every president all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama has quoted the fact that we are a Christian nation, and he has, regardless if he wants to acknowledge it or not, by putting his hand on the Bible, calling himself a Christian, and living like the devil. How's that working out for you, America? I mean, again, Stephanie, we always talk about this. We need to go back to what? Judging men by their fruit. But going back to my point, this is what I love. The correlation between the Constitution of the United States and the Bible concerning Americans' Christian history and heritage. Yesterday, a guy said, "There's God's not in the Constitution nowhere." Look at the enumerated laws, friends, together.
Where they derived
from and
the Bible?
Yes.
Yes.
Separation of powers came directly from Jeremiah 17:9. The immigration laws came directly from Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. We just heard yesterday, friends, MSNBC blurted the truth out in their confusion when they said that Barack Hussein Obama is from Kenya, just like Michelle Obama has stated. We played those videos and those audios for you in the past. They said it, friends. No wonder why he's attacking the Bible. No wonder why he's at war with God.
Yeah.
How's that going to work? I fought the law and the law won. And he always does. That's our history. But let me go on here. Witness and capital punishment came directly from Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government. What are they, Stephanie?
The legislative, the judicial, and the executive.
Thank you. Deuteronomy 17:6. Tax exemption for churches. By the way, if you look at IRS publication 557, it's right on the front page of the code that nobody understands. And by the way, it was designed for that very purpose, so they could come in and oppress you at any time they wanted to. Yes, that's how we like it. As long as there's no law, we can hang it over the top of the American people's head, right? But if the American people knew the law, then they'd have to go back to the IRS and say, wait, what is that? Wait a second, what about this, that, and the other thing? What's that? We're not ruled this way. Man, we can go pick on anybody we want to pick on. No, they can't. Now go back. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24, directly. Again, republicanism came from Exodus 18:21. Friends, this is not tedious for me to continuously lay your feet back on the rock. And hopefully you're allowing it to go into your ears and down into your heart and steep that seed through prayer and let it come out and let it flourish, friends, that we might be a free people again. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Final segment coming up, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Any questions, comments, or a word that we hate here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? Yes.
Concern.
1-866-233-0747.
Oh, gotta love that word.
1-866-233-0747. By the way, speaking of the IRS, did you know that a federal judge just ruled for IRS over lost emails? The IRS won what might be round one in a series of contest pitting Tea Party groups against the agency, with the federal judge rejecting a conservative group's bid for a court-appointed forensics expert to hunt for ex-officials Lois Lerner's lost emails. Friends, simply put, they're protecting each other.
Yep.
This is the stuff that just gets my motor going.
Yeah.
And I get tired of burning out, friends. This is where, America, you need to respond, because they're protecting each other. They're covering each other up. Matter of fact, if you go over to, I believe it's Psalm 94, it says that they create laws by mischief.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they don't want you to uncover law. We would call that policy today, friends.
Right, right.
Okay?
And policy has to follow law. law does not follow policy. We see these policies that
go against... all be wiped out if the American people get back to law.
All laws repugnant to the Constitution are what? Null and void. We seem to, like, I don't know if it just breezes past people and they don't quite catch that fact, but give me a break. When you're talking about these things going back and forth with the IRS, what would happen if the average common Joe would say, hey, my tax return,
Listen to this. I want people to hear this. I want to enrage you the best way that I possibly can. And if the facts don't do that, then there's nothing that I can do for you. But I want you again to listen carefully as to what this judge has said, okay? What was it? Samuel Adams. It does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the midst of men. Now, we see the radicals doing that. Lawless radicals doing that in this country, but I want to tell you that a righteous man said that, Samuel Adams. It does not take a majority to prevail, but a rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Freedom, not slavery, friends. Those that mean to enslave you, this is how they act today. Yeah. This isn't how they're supposed to act. This is how you're supposed to act.
Yeah, and
you should be the ones that are radical for your freedom. And again, what is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. Wow.
And what's interesting to note here, it says it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority. Now, he's using it in the positive. Keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add the hearts of men. But what are we seeing today? We're seeing the small, irate, tireless minority that's pushing their agenda across this nation because we don't see the people who are supposed to be standing up, standing up. So he said, listen, you can
do
this.
I got my hand raised.
You can do this thing even if there's only a few people. But what we're seeing now is those few people that are wicked and lawless, they're pushing their agenda on the whole entire crowd because
lawlessly.
They're afraid
illegally,
to say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. My hand's up in the air.
Yes, sir. May I help?
Isn't that what I just said?
No, I was pointing out the fact
that... Is it one of those Bradley moments?
No, maybe I wasn't too clear, but this is what I'm trying to say. Samuel Adams, when he said that quote, he was saying it in the positive.
Yeah.
He set brush fires of freedom.
I think we all got that.
Right, but what I'm saying is nowadays, in today's society, we have the small minority pushing their wicked agenda on us, and that's our bad.
Yeah. Peace to, let's say, the conservative Christians and patriots, self-professed, those that love the truth know exactly what I'm talking about here. Peace to them is that they're okay that this administration's at war with the God that they say they believe. They hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Right.
They say they believe God, but they don't act on what God commands.
Exactly.
So therefore, they say, well, we want peace. It's a false peace. And that's what people need to understand. How can you, and I put the question to you, I submit the question to you again, friends. How can you be at peace with the people that are at war with your God? I don't understand that. I mean, you even see the radical Muslims through lawlessness promote what they believe.
Yeah.
And it coincides and correlates with exactly what you're saying right now. It's the wonder of the age.
Mind-boggling.
Yep, and I'm thinking of Machiavelli right now. Machiavelli's destroyed for lack of impeachment, and America has allowed their presidents to usurp their authority, to step into the scope of their authority way out of bounds over and over and over and over and over again. But for some reason, they just think everything's going to be okay because there's too many of us.
Right.
That is called tempting God when you take on that attitude. If you want to see if God means what he says through judgment, friends, you will find out. And if you look at the book of Leviticus 26, you'll see that God brought judgment in stages. If they don't repent for this, then I'll bring seven times more the judgments upon that people. So that's not the direction that we want to go, friends. Here's a prophetic message again. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when you're born of the Spirit, you will not tolerate that which crucified Christ. You just won't. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, read them both when you get some time. I want to give this quote before we get off the show. Hopefully this will spark some of you guys up out there. Judge Reggie Walton on the U.S. District Court of the District of Columbia said, true, the votes lawsuit against the IRS failed to show irreparable harm through the IRS's harassment, might I add, and its injunction relief request, and that public interest weighs strongly against the type of injunctive relief the plaintiff seeks. Listen to this one. Despite the general distrust of the defendants expressed by the plaintiff, the court has no factual basis to concur with that distrust.
Hmm.
Did you hear what he said, Prince? In other words, he's saying that, you know, you might be angry with the IRS, but I just don't feel that that is the public sentiment concerning the IRS. Is that your sentiment? Is that your feeling? Have you been harassed by these people? And therefore, the judge says, concludes that the issuance of an injunction will no further aid in the recovery of the emails. In other words, no, let the emails of Lois Lerner just go.
Let it go.
Okay, now we're going to see if the righteous stand up in this particular case. They're going to push it again, and they're going to push it again, and they're going to push it again. Because, folks, the writing is on the wall concerning the IRS. You let this one go. If you think it's just the church that's going to be harassed, oh, you better wake up and smell the coffee, friends, because all across the country, it wasn't just the church that was being harassed. You are opening the doors for harassment on a major scale if you let this one go. And therefore, the judge says, concludes that the issuance of an injunction will no further aid in, listen, the recovery of the emails. If such recovery is possible, but will rather only duplicate and potentially interfere with ongoing investigative activities. Hey, friends, what happens if you don't have something to produce to the IRS or to the government? What happens? They conclude that you're guilty is H-E double hockey sticks.
Do they just let it go?
And again, these that we're talking about when we're saying they is an extension of what we allow them to do. No more. No less. I hope everybody understands.
That's right. Now, I want to say for those of you that say, listen, I'm excited about the fact that you guys are putting up this new media page and we're getting the truth out there, that you guys are speaking forth the truth, telling it like it is. But more importantly than that, going out and doing what you need to be doing, taking action to your prayers, feet to your prayers, and getting out there to people. And I want to say for those of you who'd like to support what we do, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation on the donate button in the stars and stripes right at the top. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, you can scroll down a little further. What that means for our new listeners out there is that you support every month what you can to be able to support us to keep getting out there with the people and doing that which we're called to do. We are just in Atlanta, Georgia. We're gearing up again for the fall time. We're going to be doing the Minnesota State Fair for all of you Minnesotans out there. Please do check out our
booth. Can you share with people what you've been doing yet?
I can kind
of. When do they go out? Are they out?
They're halfway out.
Okay, let's not say anything.
Yeah, yet. Halfway out. I'm going to highlight this too because I'll give you a hint.
Halfway out.
I'll give a hint, okay? That's right. Now, our For the Children books is a book that I wrote about abortion, and it exposes truly what abortion is. The sad fact about it is a lot of people, especially young people, they don't really know what abortion is. They're just told it's just a fetus, you know, a blob of tissue,
it's
a clump
human.
Of cells.
Yep.
And so when I think of fetus, I think it's kind of like alien sounding. It doesn't sound like it's even, you know, like a human baby. And so it goes into a thorough expose, exposing the abortion industry, exposing all these things going Obama and just the beauty of life itself and the sanctity of life itself in a way that you've probably never quite seen before. It's a paperback. It's a little booklet size form. It's not overwhelming. There's lots of pictures. But it's a great tool to get out there. It's great to pass out on the streets. It's great if you have a pro-life group in your community to get them out there or even, you know, all these different kind of clinics and hospitals. They're great. If you want to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Monthlies get 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747. If you're a monthly sponsor, which means a son or daughter of liberty, you get 25% off. 1-866-233-0747. But it is perfect for distributing at school and church and so on. And I just want to say it's literally, Lord willing, going to save lives. Now, our surprise, I'll give you a little hint.
That's the point.
Has a little something to do with this book that I think you're going to be very excited about hearing what we're doing. We're halfway in the middle of this project. We've been doing it for hours and
we're
hours.
We're force-feeding. That's all we can say.
Yeah, we're doing hours and hours and hours of work on this consistently here in the past couple weeks. And, and we're excited about getting it done, but getting it out.
We dropped a little salt.
A little salt.
The baby's halfway out. Won't say too much. Folks, do check out the brand new website just launched. Our media resource friends, the state-run media, doesn't want you to see this.
That's right.
We're giving it to you the way it is, shooting from the hip. And the Word of God and the Constitution, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.